Subbress.
On demand.
Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
So my guest tonight, he's a singer, he's a musician, he's an expert thumbi player. Now he's an actor. What can he not do? Give it up for the super multi-talented Vidhu.
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you for having me on Subbress Radio. It's been really great. And Leicester's number one radio, as you know, as we know, and I hope everybody else knows as well.
Thank you, man. Thank you. But you know, brother, listen, I've been following your journey, your career in music for, you know, right from the beginning. And I love everything that you do. I love the fact that you are so out of the box. You challenge the norm. And, you know, and that's always exciting for me. And I always get excited when any of your projects drop.
Thank you so much, buddy. Thank you. You're too kind. Thank you so much.
But you know what? Today, we're not here to talk about music. We're talking about a new venture of yours. Brother, you've made a movie. You've made a movie. It's called Big Trouble. It's called Big Trouble in Little India. It came out on the 24th of November. So let's get right into this. My brother, music, movies, ye kaise hua, man? How did this all happen?
No, it's been a passion of mine from day one to make a movie. As you know, I mean, you've been following my music from a long, you know, for the last 20 odd years anyway. And you see my music videos. I've always been experimenting with that kind of feel. And I've always used to make music videos like in a movie style as well. You know, that was my main thing, that I wanted to sort of do something a little bit different. I always had a passion for film. And it is a big project, as you know. There's a lot that goes into it behind, you know, what we see on screen. It took a while, but we're here finally.
I want to know, from where did the idea come from? How was it executed? You know, I mean, because making a movie isn't an easy thing. You know, talk to me, man. Walk me through the steps here.
You know, when we talk about the film, I mean, even the title, you know, the title is Big Trouble in Little India. As you would know, I mean, our age group more sort of knows about, you know, South, or was called Little India back in the day. Not so much now. And we wanted to base a film in Southall, and that's where I'm from. That's where I was born and raised. And there's a lot of funny things I've seen in my life, you know, being brought up in Southall, on the streets of Southall. You know, there's certain stories that sort of stick with you. And this story, you know, is loosely based on true events. So I've met people like this that are playing in the film as well. So that's why a lot of people that have seen it have said, you know, there were a lot of characters that were very relatable in the film. So they were real life characters, you know, that I've seen in my life. And we sort of put this project together. We wrote a script up. Myself, Rina, Sai, we all sort of got together and we worked on this script. And when we thought it was sounding good, you know, I could imagine it. And that's when we sort of took the leap. And we thought, let's move forward with this. And, we became a film. And now today it's in theatres.
Absolutely, man. And you know what? You obviously play the main character, Gurinder. And when you were thinking about the other cast members, you know, how easy was it to find the other actors to bring them on board?
Yeah. No, it was quite hard. It wasn't easy finding the characters because we have a lot of talent in the UK, but it's not as easy to find as it is in India. Like, you know, you phone a couple of people and you'll have 100 people on your doorstep. You know, with this one, it was a bit challenging because there was a certain look I wanted. There was a certain feel I wanted from the characters. And, you know, with social media, as you know, in the film, there's a lot of, you know, social influencers that are on in the film as well, because I wanted to use them as they've got a lot of talent as well. And, you know, they're out there already and they're hungry for this. So I want to use people that really wanted it. And, you know, they would appreciate the chance of and give it the utmost best. And they did.
Absolutely. And there's some amazing actors in there. Apart from yourself, we've got Tina Sharma, Amit Channa, Ben Sura, Deepak Anand, the lovely Nirmal Rishi. It's a beautiful, beautiful cast. You know, I can't wait to watch the movie. But talk to us, man. You know, I've seen the trailer and I'm sure everybody else has seen the trailer, and it just looks like a laugh out comedy. Without giving too much away, you know, we know it's a comedy. What's the story about?
As you said, like, we can't give too much away, but it's about, you know, the superstition in our communities and how people take advantage of, you know, these bumpy that take advantage of, you know, vulnerable people. And I'm playing a character that's like a modern age Bubba. You know, what the Bubba are going to be like now in the next 10, 15 years. They're going to get rid of all those outfits. They're going to be more suited and booted. They're going to be, it's going to be more like a business. And it, well, it is a business already, but it's going to be more, even more so like a business. And they're going to have territories, and they're going to have commissions and things like that. They're going to have informants. And so that's the kind of vibe that we were going on. So that's the character that I'm playing. And obviously this lands me into a bit of trouble, which hence the title, Big Trouble in Little India.
Now, the movie's been out since the 24th of November, and social media is all abuzz with it. The feedback has been absolutely phenomenal. And from what I can see, it's playing to sold out screens. Bro,
yeah,
you must be like just so super happy right now.
Yeah, no, we are really, really happy because we got a small, we never got like a massive number of screens to start with. Obviously, being a first-time producer, director, an actor, and also there was a lot of first-time sort of actors in there. So they, based on our, you know, our social media presence and things like that, they gave us like 4 or 5 screens. Yeah. And which of, like, you know, Hounslow was sold out, Ruislip was sold out, you know, and the other ones were more than half full. So that was a really good opening week for us. And because of the back of that, you know, because of our fans, thank you, all of you guys, you know, because of all the support that we got, they opened up more screens, Wolverhampton, Leicester, Birmingham, you know, Bradford, Feltham. So we got so many more screens this weekend, and already Wolverhampton is sold out as well. You know, it's looking really good. It's looking really good. So everything's gone, you know, more than I expected it to go. And we've just really enjoyed it. We're just enjoying it now. It's out there now. So it's a, you know, it's sort of lovely to get the feedback from people, hearing their reviews, different things that they think about the film. So it is a quite, you know, a fun time at the moment.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, it is playing here in Leicester. So everybody listening right now, everybody locked in, go check it out. All right. I definitely am going to be checking it out. I'll be there with my popcorn and my pokore, man.
Yeah, man. This is going to be in Leicester this weekend and even going into next week. So Monday, Tuesday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you know, those are on dates. So please, please, please go and check it out and support us. And, you know, this will help us make more films. You know, absolutely, we want to build confidence in this industry that, you know, we can make independent films. You know, you see all the Black Lives Matter films, you know, young producers coming out, making films about the streets, making films about their culture. I want to do the same type of thing. You know, I want to sort of represent our people.
Absolutely.
You know, we're going to do all different types of films.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? When you do the next one, or maybe there's going to be a sequel to this one, yes. You know, think of me, you know, give me a small cameo.
100%. No, you've got it.
Yeah. Just putting the movie business to one side at the moment, you know, in terms of the music, you know, can we see music coming from Bitu? I guess we're coming to the end of this year now, but, you know, can we see music projects coming from you for 2024?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know what? This year has been such a great year. I mean, we've been so busy with shows and things like that. We haven't had a chance to actually get into the studio to make new music. But recently we just made a music track for this film, Mochvatada, which was sung by myself and Ishmit and Narula. So that was a nice project that people enjoyed. And there will be more tracks coming out for sure.
And we're just and working on Glastonbury. Not a lot of people can say
yes.
Made at Glastonbury. Not a lot of people can say that.
No, they can't. Of course, no, absolutely. That was a oh my God, a mind-blowing experience in itself. That was just something else that happened there. You know, it was just great.
Well,
15,000 people there, like, you know, and we performed at, you know, like that twilight zone where, you know, the sun's just going down, the moon's coming out, sort of going in the dark. And it was just, you know, we performed for a whole hour of, you know, pure Punjabi music, you know, with Punjabi lyrics, Punjabi songs, and the crowd just went crazy. It was like Glastonbury was just something else.
Absolutely. Me too. Listen, thank you so much for joining me this evening. We love everything that you do. We support everything that you do. The movie looks amazing. I can't wait to see it. And from the musical front as well, we can't wait for everything that you've got dropping, coming out in the new year. For everybody locked in right now, man, you know, What do you want to say?
I just want to say, guys, please, please go and watch the film. It's out in your local area, in Leicester, Birmingham, Wolverhampton, in the Midlands. So please, please, please go and watch it. Anybody else that's listening to this, you know, if you see it in a Hounslow film, support us. That's what we really need your support at the moment. And I also want to thank everyone who has gone and watched the film. You know, thank you for all your support and all your love and all your messages that have been coming through. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was B2.
It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.